This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's cloudy up here in the North Bay. Vinny, what's it looking like at your house?
I'm pulling up the weather report on my app right now. I just had a little malfunction on my my thing, but
I don't like malfunctions.
I've got a mix of blue skies and clouds overhead, and rain was predicted for today, so yeah. I'm expecting more rain.
It's looking like rain here for sure. Dark skies, actually.
Yeah, I've got a 99% chance of rain today.
Well, stay in and listen to the Johnny Mosley pod. Or Alice, all the live long day.
So what I was thinking, too.
I know, right, exactly. That's the way it should be. Turn that on and laugh your ass off.
Well, yeah. I love that Johnny Mosley. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Oh, he loves you, too. Oh, my God. Every time you come up, he's like, he tagged you and everything. It's funny. At Johnny Mosley Pod.
Yeah, between the two of you, I am. It's shocking how busy you two are with those things.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Good
Somebody's
for you.
Got to do it, you know? Right. Things aren't going to post themselves then.
You're right.
All right, let's hit it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app put out by our company, Entercom. This app allows you to bring radio wherever you go. So get the Radio.com app and then listen to Sarah and Vinny on your phone wherever you go. Radio.com.
Boom. Here we are. There you are. We're together all the time.
Boomity boom boom. Right.
Crim boom crack. All day and all night. And even when I'm not listening, I just turn it down. I don't turn the stream off. So you get the counts. I mean, what? What did I just say? Oh, back to you, Vin.
Freestyling over there.
Yeah. Leave that stream on, please.
That was special. I'm glad I was here for that.
You know, I'm the gift that keeps on giving. You're welcome.
So one of the big stories in the paper, this is from the Merck News, is sighs of relief and hope as more Bay Area businesses prepare to reopen. Today is going to be another step in that reopening process. The trippy part that's happening, this is happening worldwide, really, but most definitely here in California, where different counties have different deals going right now. So many people, even business owners, are like, I don't know if I can or can't.
What do I can?
I don't know. But some of the businesses that have reopened, they've implemented the safety procedures. They say everything's clean, everything's disinfected, and we are ready to start making money again. So you'll notice that people are starting to dip their toe in, and hopefully this is something that works.
Is their toe wearing a mask?
Towards our getting. Well, masks are going to be mandatory, right?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. You made a I didn't even catch that. The toe and the mask.
It's
got it now.
Right. I'm just trying to,
my bad.
You know, listen, just trying to keep giving, you know.
It's where I finally saw that my kid's appearance on the show, and I'm like, what was that first joke? That wasn't a joke. That was just nonsense.
It was great. It doesn't matter.
What was it again?
I don't know.
Booba deeba, beeba dooba. Is he like beeba dooba who? Beeba dooba, beeba dooba. Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Hilarious. Kids,
I thought
they
missed
suck
it.
At
I
jokes.
You know, the other one that do you want to hear a cat joke, just kitten? That was pretty
that's
cute.
Right, okay.
That was cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
The first
she needs more of those. You need to practice with her.
Don't worry. That's something
you guys can do.
She's been practicing.
Oh, I can't. So she's going to be the new funny guy in the family.
Well, we'll see.
We've got to cue up the laughter.
Yeah, get that. That, of course, was excellent.
Right.
Anyway,
she loved
so
that.
Whatever this is now, 2-3 months later, it looks like some businesses are starting to emerge. And, you know, that is something that I think we all hopefully are encouraged by, whether or not you run right out. We'll at least start to see whether this is going to go our way or send us back home for the, you know, through the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, 2020 is flipping canceled.
Yeah.
I mean,
in most ways, you're right.
Right. I mean, even if it comes back, it's.
As you talked about baseball, I'm like, they're never going to do this.
No.
They're not
going
to be able to do this.
I hate to say it because I know how much it means to you and to many other people. They just want to sit down and watch a game. Like, please, let me, can I just check out and lose myself in this?
Well,
I just don't think it's going to happen.
And the people who work the stadium and the people, and you mentioned the food,
yes.
And there's a big trickle down there that
huge.
Just isn't.
Happening. Right.
I mentioned this earlier, and I don't know if I can get the picture onto the screen, but one of the restaurants reopening in a cafe in Germany is making customers wear gigantic hats fashioned from multicolored swim noodles. If you're familiar with those, they're the foam noodle that kind of can float you if you get a couple of them, or if you're a kid. This is a way.
You can sit on them. They're going to make a U out of it. Just float, you know, comfortably in the pool.
This is the way they're hoping to ensure social distancing. Let me see if I can get this up for you.
Oh, let's have a look at this.
It's a long shot. Can you see that?
These people need to be a certain amount of feet away, and the hat is a constant reminder. Oh, here we go. Oh, boy, it's helicopter style. It's not even just coming off one side. It's
right.
A three-way deal.
Right.
So no one gets up behind you. Well, look, it's awesome for Instagram. You know, people are looking for ways to be on there and, you know, wearing a hat like that. I mean, how can you not post that on social media?
The critics were quick to jump into the mix online, as some people wrote, "We are lost." Another wrote, "Good sheep." Another wrote, I read somewhere, "The virus is now attacking the brain." So there are people who hate it and think it's idiotic that you're out there with a hat with pool noodles on it.
Can I point something out?
Mm-hmm.
Unless they are dipping those things in Lysol between patron usage, it's defeating the purpose anyway.
Good point.
That's all I have.
One other thing I wanted to mention is there's now a report, the industries that have been hit hardest by the unemployment crisis, and the first one shouldn't even surprise you, is leisure and hospitality. Hotels, airline, travel in general is out.
Right.
You know, I mean, everybody's been making arrangements to cancel summer plans or reconfigure how you're going to get out of the house for a little while with your family this summer. So that's the huge one. Construction's been hit and more, but leisure and hospitality by far the worst and hardest hit. 69% of couples.
Yes.
I'm going to actually ask this in a question, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
69% of couples are having more or less sex than usual during the quarantine.
I'll say more, Bob. Oh, really?
Most couples.
I can't get away from him. He's constantly at me.
Yikes. Oh. Well, lucky you. We are pretty hot. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. In my garden, covered in dirt in the garden, and I'm like bending over, you know, digging something, and suddenly someone's behind me. I'm like, what the? Come on, man. You're going to push me into the hole. Maybe that's what he's trying to do.
Well, yeah, don't you think? Isn't that the point?
I don't know, man. I just, you know, I'm like, please. I'm involved with my plants right now.
Anyway, that's the number. 69% of couples are having less sex than usual during quarantine, and I can see it. We're definitely.
Are you having? You're having less.
Way less. Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised. Don't you guys have a once a weeker?
We're trying, but there's a lot in the way. A lot. Between the kids not having anywhere to go ever. That's one of the things. But there's also a lot of stress happening. I mean, she's working full time and we're trying to keep the house up, and I'm working and doing more, you know, stuff with the kids than I've ever done before. So we're finding ourselves just going.
So exhaustion is setting in.
Well, there's no doubt when we sat down Saturday night, she was gone before the show. I don't even think the show was 15 minutes in and she was gone. I'm like, well, there goes Saturday. But I did watch. Sucks. What is that called?
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale. So for
how many episodes are you in?
I got into two of them before I went to bed. And
then are you going to have her catch up and watch it together? Or
I'm not going to have her do anything, but if she wants to, I'll wait. But if she doesn't, then I'm going to move forward with it because I want to see what's doing there. That's a trippy show.
It is. It's freaky. It's just sad.
Maybe not in the best way.
Yeah, but fascinating.
It's going to be hard for you guys to stay on that together because those episodes are long. They're like, what, 50 minutes each?
Yeah, they're long episodes and there's a lot of them. How many seasons? Four?
I think three. I'm not sure. Look.
It's dark, though. Is that a hit show? Are we talking about a hit show or not?
Yes. I don't have like Hulu rankings or anything, but they're for sure, you know, the fact that they've done this many seasons with, you know, there's some big actors and actresses on that. Like, it has to be expensive to produce, so it must be pulling people in.
Well, she's...
We signed
she's
up for Hulu because of... Oh, go ahead.
I just think she is about as good as it gets. Like,
and
she's right up there with Meryl Streep, man. She's as good as could be.
Elizabeth Moss is who we're talking about. She is, there are so many tight shots of her face as you watch her face go through these emotions that are, she is, it's stunning. You forget that you're not watching this happen to someone. It feels so real that you forget this is someone acting.
It's a clinic for other actresses or actors.
She's
for
amazing.
Sure.
And she doesn't overdo it. I mean, which would be easy to do. When the shot's like on your face and you're all like, you know, a tear is forming but your face is angry. Like, you know what I think of? And it's
Sarah just did that for us
I
on her little,
got, yeah.
little home.
Did you
feed.
See the tear forming? I am good. You remember that? You remember the movie Get Out?
Yeah.
Where the maid is a person who's been compromised and her entire countenance is, I'm happy to be here. Well, isn't this just lovely? And somehow she's also got a tear and a look of horror on her face at the same time. Like that I also thought was masterful. But this is, you know, week after week, this lady's pulling this off. Elizabeth Moss is, she's no joke as an actor. That is, it's no wonder she works so much. She's not the hottest chick in the world. Not by a long shot, but there's
just something
so...
Well, neither is Meryl Streep.
No, but there's something so compelling about these performances that just, it doesn't matter.
It's actually a really, I think, Christina was the one who said it to me, and I went, oh man, you're right.
What?
She's very Meryl Streep-like. Not only is she just such a good actress, but she's not a traditional beauty. She's gorgeous, but she's not traditional.
In her own way, right?
Right.
Like you grow to love her face. Did you guys watch The Invisible Man?
Yeah.
How is she? No, I haven't watched it. I've been trying to get everyone to watch. No one wants to watch anything I want to watch.
She's absolutely excellent in it. And it's another example of her just out-acting the rest of the room every single scene.
Every single time. Although I will say the level of acting on Handmaid's Tale is astounding. There's some really good performances all through that. The wife, come on. Oh, I love her. Love her.
That's three seasons. You know, that's what I was... I'm sorry, Brim, what?
Three seasons of Handmaid's Tale and the fourth season to be out this fall.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah, the wife is one of the scenes that I was looking at, and I was thinking about the writer, and I was thinking about the team putting together this one shot in the bedroom with the wife and the husband and the handmaid, and I'm thinking, how do you even set a scene like, it's so dark. It's too dark for words. It's another one of those stomach
She's the middleman. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. That is rough.
The middleman.
Well, that's what me and John call her, the middleman.
While we're on Nook, the public health department in the Netherlands, and we were before we got into the Handmaid's Tale, we were talking about couples are not doing it as much.
Well, hold on. Before you move on, Bryn, you and Anita
Less.
Doing... Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well.
Busy, tired,
that's
crazy.
A bummer.
Yep.
Never thought that day would come where I'm just like, tired. I could use a nap right now, you know?
I don't want to.
Not that I don't... I always do, but I just have to rile to get the energy. I don't know. It's so weird. Never thought that would come.
Who are you, old guy?
I know.
All right. Sorry, well, Vinny. Wait a minute.
Let me ask a question on that note, though. So you're saying your partner is asking for it and you're just too tired?
No,
yeah,
no.
Okay.
That's not the case.
All right.
It's just the baby sleeping. Now would be a good time, but I just don't have the energy to even try.
No, you've been waiting for that baby to go to sleep all day so you can like lay down for a second. Oh, God.
Okay, but just to be clear, your hot naked wife isn't saying, please take me, and you're going, I can't.
Right.
Okay.
She'd make it a lot easier that way if that were the case.
If that were happening at my house, it would be happening for sure, but it's not.
Same.
The public health department.
No,
I want to hear this. Go on. You are.
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to use you guys as an excuse for why I can't. Oh, no one's doing it as much. No one's doing it more, darling.
You don't have little kids in the house.
Right. No kidding. If only.
The public health department in the Netherlands is advising single people to make an arrangement with one person to take care of each other's needs so you can safely see each other, get it on, and go home to your separate locations.
They're so good there. They're so good. They just get it. People need it.
That's nice of them to say. Really nice.
It is. It is.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I only got a minute for this. Elizabeth Moss is in the West Wing.
The West Wing? She is?
She must have been a
her
kid.
In the West Wing. She must have. And frankly, I don't remember her at all.
I don't either.
Is she like the daughter of the president or something? No, she can't be. I can't remember her in that, but it's been 15 years. I don't even know when that show was on.
Afterlife is so good, so sad, so funny. Ricky is amazing.
Yeah, Afterlife is great. I've watched the whole second season now too. It's only 6 half-hour long episodes. It's so good. The first season is better, but the second season is great. Oh my God. Look
she's
at Elizabeth
so
Moss with brown hair. She's about I would say she's 20 at the oldest.
She's a baby.
Who did she play? Is she the president's daughter?
He's looking it up.
I don't
know
who she plays.
I have to look it up.
He's looking it up. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got some music news and more after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.